Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, March 24th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
It cushions the blow, but it doesn't fully offset the impact.
Midnight, we'll see petrol and diesel prices go down, and Iran says Donald Trump is guilty of fake news. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines, and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, petrol and diesel prices will be reduced from midnight tonight for a period of 2 months. Cabinet ministers will sign off this morning on the 17 and 22 centilitre cuts to petrol and diesel to help relieve the sharp price hikes caused by the Iran war. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Last night, Taoiseach Micheál Martin, Taoiseach Simon Harris and Minister Sean Canny finalised plans to cut the excise on petrol by 15 cent and diesel by 20 cent a litre. That will last until the end of May and comes alongside a waiving of the 2 cent a litre National Oil Reserve levy, meaning actual cuts will be 17 and 22 cent a litre respectively. Those changes will come into effect from midnight, subject to the Dáil passing a financial resolution this evening. The NORA levy will also be cut for home heating oil. A separate diesel rebate scheme for hauliers and bus operators will be confirmed, while there will be measures impacting the fuel allowance, with a double payment expected last night and a possible extension of the fuel allowance season beyond April.
Iran has accused Donald Trump of fake news over alleged discussions over the end of the conflict in the Middle East. Yesterday, the US president suggested very good, productive talks about a complete, total resolution of our hostilities had taken place over the weekend. He has postponed threatened US strikes on Iranian power plants, but Israel says it will continue its campaign against the Iranian regime. Sky's international affairs editor Dominic Waghorn says President Trump may have been flying a kite.
He said that the Iranians came sort of begging for a deal with him and that they've already agreed, I think, on 15 areas of an agreement. And as far as we know, that's sort of pure presidential fantasy, because that's not been corroborated by any sort of sources outside of Donald Trump's brain. What we're seeing really is an American president doing what he often does when he isn't doing something that makes him look very good, and that's trying to distract attention.
The central bank says it hopes new rules, which will come into effect today, will make it easier, faster and more transparent to switch your mortgage. The Consumer Protection Code has been revised to give customers more weapons in their arsenal when it comes to finding the right scheme for them. Banks must now issue detailed information about mortgage switching to consumers, including the requirements, associated costs and the cost of credit. Your lender is also obliged to show you how much money could be saved by switching to a cheaper mortgage. At least 34 people have been killed in a plane crash in Colombia. There were 125 people on board the aircraft. Earlier, authorities said 77 people had been rescued and taken to hospital. Meanwhile, air traffic control repeatedly urged a fire engine to stop before it collided with a plane and killed two pilots, recordings have revealed. The vehicle was hit by an Air Canada jet in New York's LaGuardia Airport on Sunday night as it responded to another incident. More than 40 people were taken to hospital. Some of those are seriously injured. The government is being accused of breaking many of its election promises about children. The Children's Rights Alliance says little progress has been made on tackling housing and homelessness. In its annual report card, it's given the government a low D grade in relation to areas of high concern, with just one B grade awarded out of 25 grades. Chief Executive of the Children's Rights Alliance, Tanya Ward, says the government must be given credit for its childcare measures.
In relation to early years, the government get a C grade, and that's because while they've committed to reducing the cost of childcare to €200, another part of their plan is to really expand the amount of childcare that's available throughout the country. They're going to look at developing childcare facilities potentially on school lands and near school buildings. That's a very smart move.
A new proposed Lewis line linking Dublin city centre to Bray in Wicklow has emerged as the best option for the Dublin Eastern Bypass Corridor. That's according to a new transport assessment for Dunleary Rathdown County Council. The study marks a departure for earlier proposals to have a motorway instead run through South Dublin. Counties on the west coast can expect strong and gusty winds later. A status yellow wind warning will come into effect for Clare, Kerry, Limerick, Galway and Mayo from 5pm. Met Éireann is warning of potentially damaging gusts, which could lead to fallen trees, large coastal waves and difficult travelling conditions. In entertainment news, a jury has found Bill Cosby sexually assaulted a waitress more than 50 years ago and awarded her more than €45 million in damages. Donna Motzinger says the former entertainer drugged her in the back of a limo. The decision comes 5 years after Cosby was freed from prison in Pennsylvania when a criminal conviction based on similar allegations was thrown out. And in sport, in soccer, Ireland captain Nathan Collins says the squad believes they are capable of getting the job done against Czechia this Thursday. The boys in green gathered for their first training session together ahead of the massive tie yesterday, with preparations continuing today. Hamer Halgrimson's side have won their last three games in a row and will be high in confidence heading into their playoff semi-final. Despite that, though, Collins says they're aware they have a tough path to get to this year's World Cup.
Yeah, I think there's a belief. I think there's a strong motivation. I think there's an excitement. I think we all realise there's a chance that we can do something. I don't think anyone's thinking it's done. I don't think anyone thinks we're already there. I think we know how hard the game was in front of us on Thursday. We know how tough it's going to be.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.